No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM. Tate Kalunga Nemuyembeke. May God bless you all. And as we always say here in the Stop Suffering, there is a way out. There is a solution for your problem. You who are going through problems, through difficult times, God is with you. He can change your life. You may think, if God is with me, why am I suffering? Why am I in this situation? That's what Gideon said. I'm not alone here in the studio. I'm here with Pastor Festus. By the way, good evening, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, Bishop, and good evening, Namibia.
You can greet everybody.
Omato kilo pano akembinga nembinga dishe da Namibia otpem popifa o tohara muye ko meshona che no mo programa I hai ufanma o programa yoku te apo oma mono ihuna unene to vote mono ihuna mongala munyo oyu hechi kuchoto druku ninganga helipi o hatu kushiva opo ukufombinga pamwe nashe no to dru no hona tangu kutu dengela kono mola yongo jingashi hai hatu tulamelandu la fano onola o hetatu onola babali ombaliva babali no no natu batatu no nano ande endrula to tu dengele kono mola yongo di onola o hetatu onola babali ombaliva babali ona tuvatatu nonano ove natango tolongi kidoka kopiko ekomeva osheshike kulo programa yi ohatuke kuningila omailikano.
Yes, you can call the toll free number 0800 223 5 0800 223 5. Is a toll free, you don't need the time, you can just call now. They are men of God waiting for your call. They will include your name, the name of your loved ones in the prayer book. But before the end of the program, remember, we always have a moment of prayer, a moment we talk to God. You can have a bottle of water or a glass of water ready, because we're going to pray on your behalf. Now, as we are saying, there are many people who are going through problems, through difficult situations, and they ask, if God is with me, why? Why am I suffering? Why? And then God spoke to Gideon, go in this strength of yours. And God is saying the same to you. You can change your life. We have the testimony. She started testifying. I'm sorry, your name again?
Andrisha.
Andrisha started sharing her testimony on Tuesday. And Andrisha told us how her suffering started. She started suffering and she fell pregnant, became a single mother. She was drinking. She was telling us just before the program, we were talking and she was sharing with us that she used to Andrish used to fight.
Yes, Bishop.
Used to go to taverns,
bars,
shabins.
Yes, Bishop.
And you would fight there.
Yes, I would fight physically, Bishop.
Why? What was making you fighting even men? You were not afraid?
Yes, Bishop, I was not afraid.
So why were you fighting them?
It was one of them that I mostly fight with was my younger kid's father. We would always argue in the bar and start to fight. And then he would beat me in front of the people and then I would be ashamed and I would also start to throw him with bottles and we would fight. And my children would come at night from home because the bar is just close by the house. And they would come and call me and just come back, mommy, just leave. And then I would go back with them. And then at night, I would go out again once they sleep. And in the morning, they would not go to school. Then I would be there also, there in the streets, not sleeping yet.
What would you go, Andrisha, what would go through your mind? Would you think that you were born to suffer? I'm not putting words in your mouth.
Yes, Bishop.
But there are many people out there listening to us right now throughout Namibia that they have this kind of thought. I was born to suffer. I was meant to suffer. My life is like that. I will die like this. And what was going on in your mind?
Yes, Bishop. For me, it was almost like that. It was like, this is the way it was. My mother was also like that. So what's the difference? I'm also like that already. So I'll just go on with being that way. That is just what was going on in my mind. I didn't even think of, like, when it comes to God, I would think that it's just a thing, and a thing that is just that we should do in order just to pray, and then our life goes on. Not to have a personal relationship with Him. No, I just thought that even if I just go to Sunday church, and then I would also go with alcohol to the church. Inside the church, I would have my cigarette and my alcohol, and then I would go out for a break, drink and smoke. It was just like that, Bishop.
Yeah. So you told the problems on, but there was another one that I think you didn't mention. You came to the point of getting involved with people who are stealing.
Yes, Bishop.
With like people who are stealing, robbing people
on
the street.
Yes.
You would like be like friend with them.
Yes.
What happened? What was happening?
Yes, those were guys that were in the gangs, and they would always invite me to go walk with them to like from Kadutura to Vanaida or that side. We would walk, and then they would grab things from people, and then they would let me to have it in my handbag.
Yes.
I was as much as guilty as they were. I was an accomplice, I should say. We did it together. So that was how it was. And then I would come with the things at home, and then in the morning they would take the things, and then they would divide the things.
So you end up even getting involved with a crime as well.
And there was also one time I remember where we went to the service at night, and the security guards were sleeping, and the lady at the counter, and then we also stole in the service station, Bishop.
Sure. So she's going to tell us tonight, Andrisha is going to tell us tonight how her life changed, how her story changed. But I need to ask her, what was among all these problems that she was facing? What was the worst moment? Out of all this suffering, before that, did you end up getting arrested, or you didn't come to that point? You were never arrested?
No, Bishop, I was not arrested, but I was kept there in front there at the police station about being locked up, but then the person we made a case against, that was the time I did with my uncle. Me and my uncle had a fight, and then...
So you were always involved in fights?
Yes, Bishop. And then my uncle, when I threw the windows of the house, he reported me. And that time, he also hit me with a bottle on the head, and I was having my baby, and the baby was small, and then that same empty bottle, it touched his head, and he was also bleeding. So that was the time that I didn't see anything. I just started fighting with him, because when I saw the kid's blood, it was like, it's over for me. So that was the time he reported me, and I reported him. And then it was case against case. So the police said that we should withdraw one's case from another, and that was when we went home.
I see. So it was a life of suffering and pain.
Yes, Bishop.
And if you are in cases like that, if you are going through situations like you are in and out of fights, you are in and out. We are talking to people now, Pastor Festus.
Yes, Bishop.
That there's no peace.
Mm-hmm.
They have no peace. They don't sleep well. They don't eat well. They don't work well. They don't do anything well. They have no peace. They only think of drinking or smoking something, because when they drink or smoke, they forget a little bit. Most people who suffered with alcohol abuse, drug abuse, they mentioned that you were also drinking before.
Yes, Bishop.
So they say that they do this just to try to forget. Is that true?
No. Because, Bishop,
they say that they drink trying to forget.
Yes, Bishop.
But it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. The problem raises more. Because the blame they have, just like Adrisa, she thought because she have nobody by her side, nobody to understand her. The mother, the family only fight around the friends, no one by her side. But there is someone who's there, was calling her, I believe, many times. The day she take a step, things began to change.
Please, if you can say that, Shoshivambo.
Yes. Punovanoni of Avatar vo difanai, pamwa o difanai nando kuriko wapane dimo boye, ko nando kuna kudala nando kurito chiku chakucha. Kape navario we kujite, kapunawe kutamblako, keshe mungo kwe kutonda, onga showafa uria ova uke, ashike, openo numwe, owe kutalomesho, ekupumbwa kuye, ekupongala mwenyo, owe onova, na avo toti kuchove kutonda, ekefikulimoto kamona kucha, ova novo, kavarive kutonda shirika, oshashi, ongala mwenyo ulimuyo, keiwa, so openo nu, dono, okalunga koye. Is the Lord Jesus.
Yeah, he's the one who can help you. And if you need to speak to someone, we're not going to ask you to call the Radio Live yet, but you can call the toll-free number. There are people available now to write your name in the prayer book or the name of your loved one. Maybe you have a family member, daughter, a son, a brother, sister, a boyfriend, a girlfriend who is like Andrisha was before, involved in fights, in and out of the police station. You can call and include the name of your loved one in the prayer book, 0800-22-3335. 0800-22-3335. Now, Andrisha.
Yes, Bishop.
What was the worst moment of your life? The moment that you thought it, now it is over, you spoke about the suffering up to now, always involved in fight, drinking, you got involved with crime. But what was the worst moment?
Yes, Bishop. The worst moment was when my uncle, because we couldn't afford like to pay for the rent or for water or to contribute, he locked the taps of the house. And now the kids couldn't go to school because there was no water to even use at home. So now that was the time that I realized that there was the day that I came in. And that time my son was a baby. And everything, Bishop, like from the gate I came in, he just wasted everything. And it was just a mess. It was so much of a mess. They were still calling, I'm hungry, and those things. And I just said, wait, let me quickly do something. And then I went in the room, I closed the room, I fell on my knees, I started speaking to God that, what is happening with me? Is this the person that you've made me to become? I actually asked God, what is this that I'm finding myself? And I don't want to be in this situation anymore. And you know, Bishop, as I was praying, it started raining. And then this one thought came to me that I should stand up and quickly wash the kids and everything. And that's the time I started washing the kids and fetching water in these bottles for them just to drink water. By then, it was not even cloudy. But then as I was praying, it started raining. And that's the first day I saw that God can hear when we pray and or when we are sincere. So by then, that was on a Sunday. Monday, I decided I'm going to church and I'm giving my life to God.
Okay, but just before you go there, you told us before the program that there was a moment as
yes,
well
Bishop.
That you tried to, I think it was before this time you
yes,
prayed.
Yes.
There was a moment that you tried, that was the moment you realized that God can hear our prayers.
Yes.
But you told us there was a moment you tried to take your life.
Yes, Bishop.
What? How was that? Did you really try?
Yes, I tried. I took the tablets and I drank them.
You took many pills?
Many pills, Bishop.
Tablets, medication?
Yes, medication, and I drank it.
At once?
At once.
Because you wanted to die?
I wanted to die, Bishop, because I was thinking that I may be a hindrance to my family. And I'm not good enough for even my own kids, nothing.
So what happened? Praise, I'm sure it didn't work, otherwise you wouldn't be here.
Yes, Bishop.
God had mercy on you. And please, Bishop, please, before speaking, Andrisha, please, if you're thinking of taking your life, don't do that. Don't do that, because suicide, say no to suicide. Suicide, Pastor Festus, is never an option.
It's never.
Many people nowadays are being bombarded, attacked. Mm. They are suffering because of suicidal thoughts. I also, just like she did, I also, it happened to me, I also tried to take my life when I was 15 years old because of depression, because I've lost my father in a terrible way. I'll share my testimony another day. But suicide is never a way out. That has to be clear for them.
Yes.
They should never think that suicide is a solution, because it's not.
Inoli ningilo wi oyo hayonjila yokujamo ongala munyote ikala ko fiwaluche hayonjila yokujamo muju oyo ahawe inoli kufo mwenyo inodila dilo kulijipaya shapo kufo ngatu wengene pukalunga kweshashi ngengo eli kufo mwenyo omwenyo woka pen Ove hawe utulamu. So ino shininga nande. Shash Adrian. Adrisho kwari ala kui dipaya. Kwari ala kui kufomu enyo. Ndele. Amona kalunga. So don't do that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, don't do this. Please. So you tried.
Yes,
Bishop. So you took all those pills and you drank them at once.
Yes, Bishop.
And what happened after that?
After then, I couldn't feel my neck. It started to pull stiff.
Oh,
yes,
your
Bishop.
Neck.
Yes.
You couldn't move it.
Yes, I couldn't move it. It was just pointing downwards. And the moment if I lift it up, it didn't lift up.
And then what happened? Went to hospital? Somebody
yes,
took you to
yes,
hospital?
Yes, my cousin came in and she saw what was going on. And she and my mom, they took me to the hospital.
Okay.
Yes, Bishop.
All right. So let us now talk about how your life changed.
Yes, Bishop.
So how did you come to know the Universal Church? How did you come to the church?
I was always passing the Bishop, going to the ShopRite or the Kadutura Hospital. Like I said, I was passing on my way to visit. And then I decided, let me go in. And then I pray and then I go. And then when I came there, I spoke with one of the assistants of the church. And they give me info of what do they do every day. Like on Mondays, it is for our financial life.
The chains of prayer.
Yes, the chains of prayers.
The chains of
yes,
prayers.
Yes, Bishop. And so I decided I'm giving God a chance. By then, I didn't understand. I didn't hear of anything. And then I started coming to church. That is where the pastor would preach about being in a relationship where the person don't have plans for you, not being married, just being like that. And this boyfriend, if he thinks something of you, he needs to marry you and he needs to step up as a man and change your life, serve God together. So these things, they got to me and I thought of, let me let go of this relationship.
Oh, you were involved in a relationship?
Yes, I was in a relationship by then, Bishop. And I told him, look, I want to follow God. I want to change my life. And you see, me and you, we are suffering. And we can change our lives. And then he told me, no, he's still young. He cannot get involved with God for now because he still has a life that he needs to enjoy.
Yeah, but so you wanted to change your life.
Yes, I wanted to change, Bishop.
You were tired of suffering.
Yes, I was so tired, Bishop. I was so tired of seeing my life just being stuck and getting worse every day, every minute.
So in the church,
yes,
did you feel welcome or did you feel judged? Because many people, they think when they come from this kind of life of drinking and smoking and going to night clubs and shabins and taverns, they think that they are not going to be welcome in the church. But how did you experience? How were you received in the church?
With me, in the church was the best place for me. That was the best place because these people around me would only talk the truth. And even though they pinpoint at things that really, for me, it was like I didn't look at them with the eye of them speaking because I thought that I came here for a change. So meaning that God is in this place and he's the one that is speaking through these people. So for me, when I saw people that were like manifesting, I would also want that. But then I didn't, I don't know, but then
Let me explain to people, to say manifest when people, they are receiving prayers for deliverance.
Yes.
And sure. they manifest with evil spirits and the pastor's assistants, they cast out, drive out those evil spirits.
Yes,
so you want the evil to go out of your life.
Yes, Bishop.
So from arriving in the church for your life to change.
Yes, Bishop.
How long maybe it took?
It took
1 year, less?
Yes, it took 7 months a year.
Seven months to a year.
Yes, Bishop.
So, for example, to stop drinking.
To stop drinking was only 4 months.
It was quicker.
Yes, it was quicker.
But before, it's like alcohol was part of your life.
Yes, Bishop, it was like part of, I would say, I would not drink, but then if Friday comes, Bishop, I already find myself drunk.
You'd tell yourself, I'm not drinking this weekend.
Yes.
But when Friday comes, you...
I'm already drunk. I don't even know how it started.
And then how were you, like you were no longer thinking of killing yourself? How was it?
No, I was no longer...
Depressed.
Because now it was like anything and everything, I can share it with God. So that was my feeling of there's a way out. It will not happen overnight, but as at least there's someone that if I talk, the person listens, this, and then after a while it would ease me. I would feel better.
Yes, so you sure. got delivered from
yes.
from alcohol. Were you smoking?
Yes, I was smoking, Bishop.
So smoking, you also got delivered.
Yes, Bishop.
And so you start making the chains of prayer.
Yes, Bishop.
So what did you learn in the church?
I learned that, Bishop, we think that we can do things on our own or our own strength, but that is not the case. Because with God, we are more than overcomers. Because he has really went through it already in order for us not to go through it all again. But in order for us to understand that, we should learn, we should come to God, give our lives to him.
Surrender your life. So you did it.
I did it, Pastor Bishop.
So you repented?
Yes, Bishop.
So who is Andrisha today?
Yes.
If you can put that in words.
Yes, Bishop. Today, that love that I thought I never received, I am full of it now, and when I look at people, all I see is that God is there and we should love one another. And that I feel that love also around my family. Even when me and my mom, we have misunderstandings, I don't even go to that point of saying something bad to her. It doesn't even come to my mind. Even if somebody should tell me anything bad now, to say it in a bad way, it doesn't come to my mind, Bishop.
So did you manage to forgive?
Yes.
You said that you had physical fights.
Yes, Bishop.
With your uncle.
Yes.
Physical fights with family members.
Yes, Bishop.
Did you manage to forgive
them? Yes, I managed to forgive them, Bishop.
You don't hold grudges?
No, nothing, Bishop.
Hatred?
Nothing anymore, Bishop.
And do you still like, because I understand... You were like in and out of many relationships.
Yes, Bishop.
So it's like you needed to have a relationship.
Yes, Bishop.
Are you still in this kind of life?
No, not anymore, Bishop. Not anymore. Not even thinking of that.
Yeah.
Yes, so I even made a vow that I would be with no man if it's not my husband. And that is what is still keeping me.
Mm-hmm. You made this decision.
Yes.
Nobody told you to
no,
do that.
No, nobody, Bishop.
It was not a pastor or anyone in the church who told you that.
No, no, Bishop.
You made this decision.
Yes, I made this decision.
And are you happy?
I'm very happy, Bishop.
Okay.
I'm very happy.
So if maybe you are this kind of person who you... Not that a relationship is wrong, not at all. But there are people that they are like in and out of relationships, Pastor Festus, all the time. It's like they can't be without a relationship. And they go from relationship to relationship looking for love. Mm. But they don't find it, because true love, first of all, true love comes from God.
Mm. Mm. Yes. Kashimba otokongohole yokonje. Ngashina na Adrian Despopi, otokongohole yokonje. Oholoyo ni himon me relationship okayango mekbatafanolo paholeli. Oholoyo itimon okayango mwali itimon. So oholoyo ote imonike ike kujamu mwene Jesus Christus. Ngashina na Adrian amon oholoyo. Oyongasho oholoyo ngengo imon. Ongalamonyo inokulundruk. So, the love that a person needs to find is the love of the Lord Jesus. Mm.
Yeah.
When the person finds that love, so it is around her. No matter who cannot break up that love. Adriana will speak it very well.
Yeah. So understand that you are going to find true love, true happiness when you find God in your life. So, Andrisha, what would you like to say? There are many women, men as well. But there are many women out there, single mothers. You are a single mother.
Yes,
how many children you have?
Three children.
That they think that they will never be happy. They will never find joy, never find peace. What would you like to tell those who are listening to, those who are thinking of committing suicide?
Mm.
What would you like to say to them?
Yes, Bishop, I would like to say to them that they are not alone in this, and that there is a solution for it to begin with. It's just a matter of you making a decision. You should know that you're finding yourself in this situation and you've found yourself to the rock bottom. Now, there is a solution. God is the solution. Like, I didn't receive love from my family, but the moment that I received God, I can be alone and still loving being alone. But the presence of just me being alone is the best, because I have God now. At first, I would be a people's pleaser. I would want to fit in and all of this. But now that I've received, it is that void that is filled with anything that this world cannot compare to. Even you having a boyfriend, it's not compared to it either. It's nothing compared to that. So what we need to do is seek for God's presence. And it is not hard. You just make a decision. And that moment, God, you invite him, he will come to your rescue.
Yeah.
Yes, Bishop.
And if they want to know, to check about your testimony, about your story, can they find you in the church?
Yes, Bishop.
Which branch do you attend?
Katutura.
Katutura branch?
Yes, Bishop.
Do you know the address? Richard?
Richard Kabuneni Kamuk. Yes.
Corner with Independence.
Richard Kamuka.
Kamuka. So they can find you,
yes,
there tomorrow.
They can. Yes, Bishop.
Which service do you usually?
I'll be in the morning service and afternoon.
Morning service what time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yes, Bishop.
And the afternoon service.
Yes, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock again.
Yes, Bishop.
So, if you would like to speak to her in person and hear from herself how her life, her chair. How long now have you been free from alcohol now?
Almost 2 years now, Bishop.
2 years.
Yes, Bishop.
Almost 2 years now free. She's free from alcoholism. She's no longer depressed, no longer suicidal. There is a way out. There is a solution for you. And you can call the toll-free now. Include your name in the prayer book. 0800 22 3335. They are men of God now waiting for your call. They will include your name. The name, maybe it's not you, but your son, your daughter, maybe your brother, your sister is in the situation. The present of your family member is the past of Andrisha. But if her life has changed, your life can change as well. It's a decision. It's all about making a decision. I would like to thank you, Andrisha, for your story.
Yes, Bishop.
I'm sure your testimony has helped many people out there.
Yes, Bishop.
Please don't look back.
Amen.
There is no turning back.
Yes, Bishop.
We are going to have a short break, but you can keep calling. The toll-free number doesn't stop, okay? 0800 22-333-5.
Uchane udi woye usike peni, okuna onjira okuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yoshirongo shakarunga. Paturura oradio yoye etiari netine pomgoi sigo omlongo usiku. Kekuthi kuthi jo Igor FM.
Well, we are back and the lines are open. You can call the toll-free number and include your name, the name of a family member in the prayer book. And if you are suicidal, we have heard nowadays, I'm here now with Pastor Daryl in the studio. We have been hearing nowadays, Pastor Daryl, of many cases of people taking their lives.
Yes, for sure.
People, unfortunately, just like the testimony of Andricia.
Yes, for sure.
People because of broken relationships, people because of disappointments, maybe they lost a job. Or maybe, like me, my case, I was suicidal because I lost my father. I saw my father being shot, killed by criminals at the door of our home when I was 12 years old only. So I was really depressed, suicide, and I became suicidal because of that. Maybe they lost a loved one.
Yes.
Or maybe they lost a relationship. But we are here to say to them that God has a plan for them.
Exactly. Exactly, Bishop. Dear friend, what you have to understand is that God wants to make a change. God wants to make a difference inside of your life, regardless of the situation that you are going through. Maybe you have reached rock bottom. You have nowhere else to turn to. That's why we are bringing the Stop Suffering program here. Because your suffering have to stop. Your problems have to stop. If you give God a chance, definitely God is going to make a change inside of your life. Just by faith, the same way that Andricia give God a chance, her life is completely transformed. Her life is completely changed. And maybe you are going through the same situation. You have tried many places. You have gone to many places searching for help. But our help comes from God. That's why God sent His only Son in order to give you a chance. If you believe, you will find the solution.
Yeah, because many people are giving chances to many things.
Yes.
Maybe like Andricia, you are giving a chance to alcohol. Giving a chance to alcohol abuse, to maybe drug abuse. She even got involved with criminals.
Yes.
She could end up even in jail. And you are giving a chance to many things, to many people. Why don't you give God a chance? Because sometimes people, they will say like this, Pastor Festus, no, I'm waiting for God. But the other way around, God is the one waiting for them.
Punovanu vahapu, tava chikucha, otava kongo kalunga, pamoto kongo kalunga, ujemo momo juouli, ashike, eshise kukundukila, ashito kongo, otokongo malodu, otokongo makaya, otokongo mapangwe, otokongo ngalamwenyo, omahalo ngalamwenyo emini mayapuka, ashike, kalunga mwene, oye kutelela, opradulo kulundulo ngalamwenyo, oveshu wapungo kuninga, etokolo ashike shashi, keshe tou aninge tokolo, loku yanjo ngalamwenyo kalunga, kalungo kwa holo lengo no dae. So, oprograma yi, ohoye etelo alushe kongereka universal checha, opo to druku tu dengela keshe fimbo, keshe vili, kucho mokati kufiku, kono mola yango di, onola no hetatu, onola vavari, ombali vavari, onatu vatatu nunano. Kashimbo, so shikando so yesho teto kutupulikina, so alushe, ohatuka la momo programa yi, meti vali, netine, okujapungo yi, fiopon longo.
Yes. What did you say, Pastor?
Yes, Bishop. I told them that if you need the help concerning to the case that you are facing, you have to call us because we are here in this program every Tuesday, every Thursday, so you can be able to call us maybe it's the first time you are listening to us, you call us from this number so you can get the help. Because maybe what you are looking for, whatever you are looking for, there is no help on it. You seek peace through alcohol, through people. You want people to please you. You want to please them, but nobody's pleased. So only God then.
Yeah. And if you want to speak to somebody who you understand you, will help you, can just call the toll-free number. I would like to share now with you, before we open the lines to get the calls live, I would like to share with you the word of God, the Bible verse. This week we're talking about victory. But perhaps you are in times of trouble. It says in the book of Psalms, I'm reading New King James Bible, Psalm number 9, verse number 9, Psalm 9, verse 9. The word of God reads like this. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. Are you oppressed? Are you suffering? The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge in times of trouble. Yes, you heard it well. A refuge in times of trouble. So, if you are in trouble, maybe you don't sleep well at night. You, by the way, tomorrow, Friday, is a day that in the Universal Church we are having a very strong prayer. We call it deliverance prayer or deliverance service for people who are having troubles at night. They can't sleep well because during the night they have bad dreams. There are people who is like every night the same time, around midnight or around 3 a.m., I don't know. It's like there's something coming to disturbing them. Others, they suffer because of spiritual attacks, like a husband of the night.
Yes.
A wife, they go to bed, there is nobody, there's no one there, they are just alone. It's like something or someone comes to sleep with them at night, but there's nobody there. So they're in trouble. So it's written here, Psalm number 9, verse number 9. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. So God is this refuge. But they are the ones who have to come to the refuge, Pastor Dan.
Exactly, Bishop. What this person needs to do, maybe this person is in trouble, filled with desires of wanting to commit suicide. Perhaps this person have attempted various of times of wanting to take their own life. This is the time for this person to pick up the phone and call the toll-free number. Because God wants to give this person a chance, an opportunity. What they need to do, Bishop, where there is a will, there is a way. If this person could just take the move and return to God, definitely the help is going to come to them if they call upon Him.
Yeah, they have to take the first step. Because, for example, if I'm in pain, if I'm like sick, like in pain, just like the testimony of Andrusha, she said that she when she tried to commit suicide, they had to take her to the hospital.
Yes.
So if the person is in pain, they have to go to the place where they can find the help for them to be sitting there, because there are people there waiting, Pastor Festus.
Yes.
They're just sitting down at home. Time is going. We are about to come to the end of 2024. Today was the day today, 7th of November. We left now with less than 2 months. Mm-hmm. Less than 2 months. And the year is going, and they are just sitting, waiting. But they should stand up, just like Andrusha did, stand up and look for help and help from God.
Yes, Bishop. And as we understand, there are problems that people, they know. The problem is spiritually. They have nowhere to go. Neither the doctor can be able to solve that situation of witchcraft. You don't sleep during the night and you are just quiet in. What are you waiting for?
Because if the problem is spiritual, If the problem is of evil force, witchcraft. So even if they go to the hospital, to the specialist, it's not going to solve. So by the way, I would like to open now the phones for you to speak to us live now here on Ego FM, the studio here in Vinduc is 083-2888-401. I'll repeat 083-2888-401. But if you can't speak, you can also call the toll-free number of the church, 0800-22-3335. We have the first caller. Good evening, caller. Hello, caller.
Hey,
I'm talking about that.
No.
Uma to kilo po na wa?
Eh.
Oto denge ku Japan ne dinalo liye. Oliye
na dan denge ku zabo
shumbu. Okay, oto denge ku jako shumbu. Leo na tatku ilikane ne kumiga shikene na?
Nda uga ilikane nde. Di pito skola nde dika kwasera kumi ande.
Okay. So, eshu apumbo kuninga. Longe kidoka kopi koe komeva, opone ke hulolo programai, o hatu ke kuningila o meilikan. O ulipa mwena wakwane jimo voyopo? Okay. Longe kidome, longe kidenyome ena japo pola diyo eni?
No.
Ewa.
He's calling from where, past?
He's calling from Oshipumbu, Bishop.
Is in the north?
Yes, Bishop.
Okay. And what's the problem he's facing?
The problem he wants to pass his school.
Okay, we're going to be praying. So we have another caller. Good evening, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Oto atokeropo na wa?
Eh.
Oto denge kujapeni ne dinalo lilie?
Johannes from Johannes akuziri la kondangwa.
Oto denge kujili la kondangwa.
Eh.
Johannes wa tukuba treko minga shike?
Ndina mwameme haka. Ani uerine moma kona konendea sike ne otacho teha meterele omtano onte weano otacho ukuvitu tunai.
Okay, okulipa mwena avopo?
Ay, okuline, to tuliko wambo ya okuliko koskene ko Vinduc.
E, dinala ulilia?
Helen.
Helen. Shokei. Watu ntula mome ilikano veshu wapumboku ningalongi kitoka kopiko weko meva, otoka amnano ponele yae kalungo takalongi kumifalonga yae. Itavela.
Ewatati.
Koni mayome ilikano kumdengela utale kuchokuji kulipongi ipi?
Ewatati. No family deliverance.
Okay. Family deliverance. O ta ashake ni kumoju wa shike?
O kunanga o marovu.
Okay. Ya. Yeah. Longe kitenyo kakopi kweni komeva?
Ewatati.
Oponeke hulo polo gala maya tukani gino me ilikano pamu. Ino japo la jio e?
Ewatati.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can keep calling 083-2888-401. I think we have another caller. Another caller. Good evening, caller.
Hello.
How are you?
Otatokeropo
na wa?
Eh.
Olie ta denge no ta denge ku Japani?
Paulina ta denge ku za ko shitutuma.
Oto denge ku za ko shitutuma. Paulina tu ku ilikane ne kombinga ashike?
Nda haa muga ikani nilo pondipite na konakono jane.
Upite konakono loe. Ova kwa nejimo vove lipa mwena avopo.
Na tate ke nilo nga muga ikani nina meme.
Ok. O hatuwe ikani ne. Longi kitenyo meve eni na njapo pola jo eni.
Ewa.
Jina la tate na memori liye?
Meme ganjo este la jeria.
Mm-hmm.
Katora sao sashi wezi.
Okay. Ewa?
Na kuku wanje.
Okay. Nani japo pala diyo eni ya?
Ewa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to be praying. And you can call the toll-free number of the church as well. Remember that after the program, the toll-free doesn't stop. The toll-free of the Universal Church is 24/7, day and night. 0800-22-3335. You don't need the time. You can just call and there will be always somebody there ready to answer your call. If you want help, shortly we are going to be also praying for people. You can have a glass of water ready. Some people, they ask Pastor Dero why they should have a glass of water, because it's biblical. It's in the Word of God So God promised to bless our bread and our water and take away sickness from us. We are going to have a short break. We are going to be right back.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
We are back and I'll ask Pastor Festus to take the caller.
Uma tokelo pon dengi. Okay, orieta dengi na meme ota dengi kuja peni. Omenjeli na dengi kuja kontundungu. O hatu kwili kanene kombinga ashike ko mongulo shonena.
Ondara mwilikanene go andivero mbuda mama sita mekalo munya amani ko kansa.
Oho velo mbuda oyo amani ko kansa.
Yeah, mandara mwilikane nuno nange batite na ikona kono.
Okay.
Yeah, mandara no mwilikane sandiri etu ikali no mbili ne uda kona nela ngiro kumono hole.
Mangelina.
Ate.
Onda hala wita vele kuchaka pena shanye kana kukalunga. Ohaduru yeah. Kulonga ikumifalonga mwenga na mwenye dabo vimu itavela. Shoe shu wapu mbogu ninga peifenga ha. Longi ke denyo mevo eni omulipa mwena kwa nedimo voenga ho. Okay, aba velipo. Tan longi kidome veni, oponeo hatukani ngome ilikano.
Ewa.
Efimbo nefimbo uno kumone ngono takalunga. Nanja popo la joeni.
Ewa.
Mm.
Tangita.
Yalo.
You can keep calling 083-288-401. You can call live now and speak to us. We have another caller.
Oma token up on dengi. Hello.
Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Good evening, how are you?
Ota token up on now. Orieta popino ta dengi kujapeni.
Until again, dengo kujila kokanji.
Oto dengi kujila kokanji. Njilo kero atu kwili kanene kombinga ashike.
Ote ngato no problem anumbole tutu no sima kwe ashinyenge.
Mm-hmm.
That is Panduri Lomene, Yashin Yengeval.
Okay, amen. Mm. So Yashin Yengeval.
Aye.
So what then we and Jehokololoe?
Eh?
She called to give her testimony that since they began with us the prayer, there used to be something in the house making noise, but now no more.
It disappeared.
It's disappeared.
Amen. Praise God.
Ewa. Ano kale ni pola dio eni opotu kaningenye idika no pamuita shikalu kavali.
Natango nziname kuluange.
Ehe.
Hangi kwa kwa msamano pa mepo.
Mm-hmm.
Ndala mumiri kanene osi mazu sijepo.
Ugulipa mwena avopo?
Ehe.
Okay. Longi kidenyo mevaini?
Ewa.
Ewa.
And if you want to call as well, the toll free, 0800-22-333-5. Prayer has power. That's just like this person is testifying now. That since they started praying with us, Passadero, that problem in the house, that problem that
yes.
disappeared.
It disappeared.
Because that's the power of faith.
Prayer can move mountains. It doesn't matter how difficult the situation this person is going through. Definitely the change is going to take place. And I would like them to continue calling and continue using their faith by praying with the water. Because God promised that He will bless our bread and our water. He will take away sickness.
Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Do you have another caller? Good evening, caller.
Hello.
How are you?
Ah,
and that's a rope. Oh, a token up on denge kuja peni no ned na la yuri.
Why denge and dirimon tundungu, I mean the shuriwe and koto.
Oh, to denge kuja kum tundungu meme.
Eh, undi no problema. Di kose mokina wa no handi no mi poroporo iha kumo ma ufikuomo.
Oh, mo mi poroporo mo mo ufikuomo.
Ufikuomo, ta ufikuomo di tulange, no ma uruange ha dindine madika didi.
Okay. Ongashingo dite hokolo lolo pe ifenga ha so meme longi feita velo lo ego longi kiduta loka kupiko eko me vapo oponeke hulo programa yi o hatu ka ningenyo me ilika no pamwe ka lungo taka ningi kumifalo nga yae ino japo pola dio e
okay ndina no no na wange aba we au te kuru wange haikala na wanu imo no kone no ko ina meso
ya
ite kuru wange na wi haba udukoka
ya
na wange
ya opo veli pamwe na vopo Okay.
Yes, we're going to be praying for her. She's asking for prayers.
Yes, for the children also.
For the children as well. You, mother, you can pray as well for your children. We are going to be asking God on behalf of your family. And remember, tomorrow in the Universal Church, we're going to have the day of deliverance. I think we have one more caller. Let us get the last caller of the show, but you can keep calling the toll-free number of the church. Last caller, Pastor.
Matokeropo mimi ota denge kuja peni nedina la yuli ya.
Ndominisa tu kuja kande ngo kuja mpaki maka nangoro.
Koka si maka nangoro. Mimi watu kili kanene kumbinga shikene na.
Oh, no problem man. Dinu we hame wa mochine na waninga kufaite mutu duradiri nano.
Duradiri nano 5 years. Okay. 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 Longi ki denyu talome vaeni.
Ndino problem na tango ndina meme wanje no korolera waninge burundi.
Okay.
Simbolimo hagu akorora na hagu ze zimbane nge simbolimo buzombizi.
Yena kuri pamwe navo po.
Ai yena kuri pamwe na ngaita.
Okay. Ai umeita velo ine no longo te kalongwa ina njapo po radio eni longi kidenyo meveni.
Natango ndino ndine shukido kombato honsi hazi mene kuchandi dikuru levi sike pa mwengeno hai hazi mene ndini ke paruko mado honsi.
Okay.
Ewa
meme?
We are going to be praying shortly. Have a glass of water ready. Have a bottle of water ready. We are going to be talking to God on your behalf. And I would like to make a challenge. Maybe you don't sleep well. There are many people who can't sleep well, but I would like to challenge. It's a challenge.
Yes.
It's a challenge for them to have now a glass of water, a bottle of water. We're going to pray. They'll drink the blessed water and they will sleep well in Jesus' name. Mm. So we are going to be talking to God on your behalf. We are going to have the moment of prayer. Do we have the small jingle for the moment of prayer, the insert? So we are going to pray to God. I will start the prayer. Pastor Festus will bless the water.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray now on behalf of all those who are suffering out there, my Lord. There are people, my Father, who can't sleep at night. They have bad dreams, nightmares, spiritual attacks. They are suffering because of witchcraft, bad luck, addiction, depression, whatever problem they have, my God. I ask you, manifest your power. Yes, it's written, my Lord, that you are refuge in times of trouble, Lord. There are many people in trouble, but we pray that all evil forces, all evil spirits disturbing them, get out now. Get out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kalunga kange ohandiambeke omeva ovanuvoe na ashita kama omeva kalunga kange ikumifalongawe inenelongawe inyengandungewe ne kufombinga mengala munyo davo kalunga kange omedina la Yesu Kristu omeva vanda yambeke omevoyo kwambekwa noa omeva oye meitavelo medina la Yesu Kristu.
Amen. Praise God. Drink now the blessed water with faith.
Yes, no me va oye me itavelo.
Drink now the blessed water. You are going to sleep well tonight. And you're going to wake up tomorrow morning stronger. And as we said, make a decision. The doors of the Universal Church are open throughout Namibia. On Fridays, we have the prayer of deliverance. It's a prayer to set people free from evil forces, from evil spirits. And you can even keep calling, including your name, in the prayer book, because I'm going to keep praying for you. You can call the church. The helpline is throughout. It doesn't stop 24/7. People, they can always call the toll-free number and include the name. But the best is for them to come to church. Right, Pastor?
Exactly, exactly, Bishop. They can call the toll-free number to inquire where the nearest branch are. You can pick up the phone and call now at 0800-22-3335 and ask. Maybe you're in the north, maybe you're in the south, in the coast. You can find the nearest church and you can go there.
Yeah, 0800-22-3335. You have branches throughout the country. Valves Bay, in Suacop, in Rundo, in Katima, Ulilo, in Otivarongo, Roodfontein. I will not be able to say all the addresses here. It's much easier if you call the toll-free number and inquire and know that the doors of the churches, Universal Church, are open every day. And you are most welcome. Just like Andrisha, the lady that was testifying, she found help. Nobody judged her. Nobody just rejected her. She was welcomed in the church. And her life has changed completely. And your life also can change as well. Our headquarters, our Cathedral of Faith here in Vinduque, is located at 32 Independence Avenue, Ospenplatz. That's a main church for the whole country. 32 Independence Avenue, Ospenplatz, Vinduque. The services are 7 in the morning, 10 in the morning, 12 lunchtime, 3 p.m. Afternoon service, and the main service at 6 p.m. We have also our branch in Greenwell, Pastor Festus. Yeah. What's the address and the times? Sure.
Mo Greenwella o turimo Daniel Street po pepino kapolifi. Hano o maili kano e tumongula metitano o ta akala po hamano ongula, po longo ongula, no po natuon tenya, o maili kano aneno o ta akala po hamano komatango, at 6 o'clock show you will find us there.
Mo Greenwella.
Yes.
And in o Kuriangava.
Bishop, in Kuriangava, we are in Ondodo Street, opposite shop, right, USAF. The services is at 7 in the morning, followed by 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the evening is the main service.
Yeah, and if you are listening to us from the north, we know that many listeners,
they are from there.
They can find the church in Oshakati, Pastor Festus. You were there in Oshakati and also
Dagwa. Oshakati, tulipo ndalaya kanjengeji. Omanga munda angwa tulipo pepi no hola ya muni poka pangelo po veneko ni mafikola. Omanga mo mfia o tuliko ni mayo supply tapuinya shapo omanga mo Chicago o tulipo po pepino no China no menana yo.
Yeah, they are most welcome. Even Ondango, did you give the address?
Yes,
Ondango, but you are most welcome to visit the Universal Church anywhere in the country. The doors are open. You are most welcome and stop waiting. God is the one that is waiting to help you. Jesus said, come to me. Sometimes people, they it's like they want Jesus to go to them. But Jesus said, come to me, all those who are weary, have laden, and I'll give you rest. So if they come to Jesus, they'll find rest, Pastor Dero.
They will find Jesus is available, ready to help them. That's why he came on earth to save those who are lost. This person can call the toll-free number and inquire and go to the church Sunday morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, and definitely God is going to bless.
0800-22-3335 is our toll-free number. And I would like to say to all of you, may God bless. Tate Kalunga. Did I say right?
You said right.
I must learn Oshivambo. How are you? Kashona na kashona.
Yeah.
Kashona na kashona.
Bishop spoke it well.
Bit by bit. Well, this is it. The Stop Suffering program will be back here on Eagle FM Tuesday next week. Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 in the evening. But the doors of Universal Church, they are open every day. I would like to say, may God bless. You're going to sleep well. And tomorrow morning, you're going to wake up strong and start a new life. So, this is it from us. Good night. And until next time, keep well.